All right.
What's today's date? It's Friday, March 22nd. Pretty nice day out here. Saltiest place on earth. I was gonna call my piece of shit neighbor a word that I would rather not repeat out loud. Just cause he's a fucking piece of fucking shit. But anyways, just on my way to slave away, I wish I would not have to, but like many of you guys, I have to make money to support my vices. Trying out a new mic here. I've had this mic for a while. I was gonna use it with Adam Fierce to do some, what do they call those YouTube videos where they go out in public, like IRL, but they ask dumb questions. Forgot there's a genre of that. We're gonna go out and get some of those videos with an, you know, undercover mic, undercover camera, and whatever. Social experiments. Yeah, so I don't know. That might still be feasible in the future if that's something that piques your interest. Just let me know in the comments section. So yeah, we're on iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, getting the website started up again as well. So hopefully things will be back on track here. It got kind of chaotic for a while. And it's still kind of chaotic, but whatever. It is what it is. Hopefully this mic doesn't sound too bad. I figured, you know, I have it, might as well use it. And I did record one time while I was driving on my way to work. However, it was shitty. It was just, I had my phone out. I was using the phone on the speaker. Actually, I think we did a couple of the first ones. When I first started doing these, kind of just tested out, but it wasn't really that good. So we just moved on from that. Hopefully this is better. It's not really, you know, it's kind of cool. It's a really good mic, actually. So it might even be better than my, fucking set at home. But with that said, you know, it was kind of annoying. Yesterday, I posted, the podcast number 7. But that was an experiment in on its own, because I wanted to do kind of like a presentation, as part of like the solo cast out that I'll probably be doing a lot more often. This fucking asshole bitch lady. But yeah, she like purposely, like, what a bitch. So, all right, so we're going down the street, right? Luckily, I was focused on the road. I don't really have to look at my phone or anything. So, you know, don't worry about me being distracted. Just have this mic. I don't even feel it. It's on my collar. So, but anyways, we're driving down this road, and there was a car that was going to turn into one of the little businesses, take a fucking left, right? I'm going, what is this, eastbound. And so she fucking stopped for this guy in the middle of the road. You know, like, there's no one around. Why didn't she just let him pass? You fucking white knight. The fuck? People gotta get fucking work. Even when you're not in a hurry, fucking dumb, stupid. God, people are so fucking retarded. Like, if she would just let him fucking... Like, there's, like, no traffic. Like, who... Why... Like, why she fucking stop the flow of traffic to let one guy make a fucking left turn? Like, what the fuck? So... Okay, and then she waited, like, 3 seconds after the guy already turned. You know? Like, she was kind of baiting me to, Yeah, oh, this fucking retarded bitch. Fuck, she's so stupid. God damn. Another fucking time, dude. The fucking bus? So the fucking bus for the fucking UTA, to the side to make a stop, and she fucking stops. Like, no one fucking does that. Go around. You're so stupid. You're so stupid. People shouldn't be fucking driving. Anyways, back to the, God damn. So this is where I almost died, a couple months back. Fucking just sitting, you know, minding my own business. There's a stop. Roads weren't even, you know, an issue that day. And, so I just stopped. Fucking guy on his fucking phone, obviously, you know, comes at me and rear-ends me. Boom, sends me coasting. And then I get, like, sandwiched into a different vehicle. So it was just frustrating. Even though I don't really remember it at this time, but... yeah, crazy day. I mean, my wrist still hurts from when I was holding the steering wheel. So I got my, like, foot pushed into the gas pedal. And when I hit, it fucking pushed me into the bottom of... It pushed me into the fucking, like... gas pedal, you know, the force, and then my joints started hurting, like, around my ankle. They still hurt. I mean, it's been months, and I think it hurts now more than it did, you know, the couple days after. It's just kind of weird, you know. You don't really expect that. My elbow hurts. But yeah, it's, you gotta be mindful, even if you're a decent driver, you know, you never know what other shithead is going to be on his cell phone, driving amok, you know. And if he was Mexican, he probably would have been a different story, but he was white, so he got away with a lot of shit at the beginning, and I really had to fight, to get justice on my end, and I ultimately did. I had to fight with the fucking police officer to even do a report. But that's a whole different story. I wanted to have a conversation about a topic. I don't really have a topic. So I was kind of just going with it and testing the equipment as well as part of it. I figured, you know, I don't really have that much time, and dealing with this depression just makes things a lot more difficult. I don't have the exertion of energy, the explosion of motivation that I once had as a young adult, I would say, where if I had something I wanted to do, I had the willpower, I had the mind state, I had the patience, I had the attention span to make it happen. The only thing that's changed from that person and now is age, probably an accident, but apart from that, just depression. I mean, you know, so that's what I blame it on. And it's not like, you know, I've been a lot heavier before, probably like 75 more pounds or some shit. Like, I got really obese at one point. And, that was part of the depression as well. However, I was a lot happier then than I am now. It's kind of like the last time I was really happy, I had a goal and I really strided and worked towards that goal, and it was really hard. I ended up achieving that goal, but then I realized, even after I had achieved this goal, my life didn't get significantly better, and I wasn't significantly more happier because of it. So, you know, that's just what they say, money doesn't really buy happiness, and it's true, it doesn't really not. I mean, not to say that I probably wouldn't be happy if I had, you know, $1 million more in the bank, but that's not how it is, so it doesn't really matter. Just gotta work hard, you know. I don't know. I still have the mind state of working hard. I just feel like I don't have the energy. Like, it's hard to explain because it makes me sound like a lazy ass. But, I mean, I can back it up with the contrast of how I was before, because I was really never this way. You know, at some point I did get to the point where, you know, I started hitting my snooze on my alarm clock every morning. But before, you know, that wouldn't be the case. I mean, sometimes I wouldn't even need, you know, the snooze. I would be up before the alarm clock. And now I get up, I'm not tired. Sometimes I'm tired, but I mean, even when I'm not tired, like mentally, like I'm wide awake, I can't will myself. You know, I even tell myself, okay, all right, let's do this. You're gonna get up, you know, get showered and everything, and then I just don't do it. Like, I don't know, it's kind of weird. Like, you know, it's like people will just say, just do it, but, you know, you get to the point where you're just broken. You lose faith in society, you lose faith in your culture, in your ancestral roots, in your conquistadors oppressed culture that was given to you. You lose that as well. I mean, me, I lost every, I don't know, I've just been having a lot of thoughts, and just everything seems futile. It doesn't really, you know, it seems very bleak. Doesn't seem like much going for this world. I guess maybe just me, but just everywhere I look, just humans, pieces of shit for no reason. This guy ran a red light just barely. What the fuck's the hurry? If I could have killed someone. Fucking bitches, man. Fucking shitty air pollution fucking up my lungs. So I had a shower thought today. I used to have a pretty good memory. I might still do. I don't know. But I always had a different mind than a lot of the people around me growing up in school and whatnot. Like, I remember one time, for example, we were having this quiz or test. So it was like third grade or second grade. And what they had us do was we're having like a spelling competition, the whole class was. And what we were doing was we'd spell out, so she'd read out the word out loud. And I barely started speaking English at this point. I mean, I was like, you know, I was raised speaking Spanish. But anyways, so the teacher would read out a word and we'd have to spell it out, right? So we're having a competition to see who would spell the most words. And I think it was like 30 word test. And it was just a bunch of different words. So I remember I would spell out. So she would say the word and then she would like match it or say it in a sentence to make it easier for us. And I would spell out the word and then I would spell out the entire sentence. And I ended up winning, you know, I ended up getting, well, I tied for first place. You know, but I actually got an extra point, and I remember I got like an extra token because they did like toys or some shit that you can exchange these for toys in the office or whatever. And I remember my teacher was so impressed and like genuinely like wet. Like I can't explain it any other way now. But yeah, so I tied with this other girl. She had all them right. But I was so extra because I went, like, you know, I did the entire sentence that she gave me extra points, ended up winning. But anyways, where I was going with that is you always have to try when you start a new job. We have this new guy here. I don't know how good he's going to be. They, in my opinion, management, supervisors and shit have been fucking up his development, you know, but I don't know, they didn't ask me to train him. I think that, you know, I don't know. Anyways, it's really important that you as a person, as an individual, you make the effort. You know, no one's gonna care. I kind of care if this guy succeeds because it's a team environment. If he sucks, it's gonna suck on me, and I already have to work with five other not five other shitty guys, I'd say more than, like, two, three shitty guys, but they fucking ruin the experience as a team, because we're short-handed as it is. Even one person can fuck it up. You know, right now, in my opinion, there's two people that are, two, maybe three people fucking it up, but it is what it is. What I'm getting at is that, it all depends. Your success is going to depend on how much effort you exert. I remember my very first job as a cashier. I actually ended up remembering every single code for all the vegetables and all the fruits. I still know some, like 252 for like tomato. That was all me. No one's gonna make me. It's a fucking $7.25 job. So yeah, you know, no one's gonna care. No one's gonna force me to do that. I was probably gonna end up learning, you know, over time, but that's just the mindset I had for everything, you know. Just learn it, do your best, win everyone else. And that's what ended up happening. You know, I ended up getting promoted right away, 17, you know, we're going through the recession 2008. And even then, I was getting like perks and benefits at work, $7.25 hour job. There's a lot of people that were out of jobs. So it was like, you know, a lot of people. I remember there's this girl I really liked. I even dated her. I loved that girl, but anyways, that's a different story. Her parents made her work when she otherwise wouldn't have had to work just because times were so bad. And they ended up giving me extra hours because I was so good. And, you know, I think that caught some people off guard. They got really upset. They thought it wasn't fair. And, you know, I didn't care. I wanted less hours. I was in high school. I didn't want to fucking work. But I did such a good job. You know, I ended up getting promoted to like a lead position, working the kitchen, working the bakery, working the carniceria, like all the different positions, just wherever they needed me, jack of all trades. But it was just because I put that extra effort in at the beginning, really made an impression, and earned my colleagues' respect. And that's what I've done in every single job. And that's why I've been promoted at every single job I've been at, every different company. And I've had a lot of haters throughout all those promotions, but that doesn't change the facts that I worked really hard, whether people saw it or not, and I did better than a lot of my colleagues around me. So that's just some advice. Happy Friday. I might do another podcast later, probably not, I don't know. Really been trying to just catch up so I can focus on being a content creator instead of a bill negotiator. But really, I appreciate if there's any actual followers. I don't think I actually have any followers. If not, just for my friends. I don't probably, no one watching this that I don't already know. I posted on Reddit requesting some, trying to network, but I got in trouble by the mod, which is kind of stupid. Just because I wrote the same comment every single time. I think he just had a power boner, wanted to ruin my day. Probably has a podcast himself. Probably thought himself as so noble. Talk shit on his podcast. Should go find it. But he was the moderator for whatever the podcast thing on Reddit where you can share like all your different things. And I have more than 100 subreddits myself. I've been on Reddit for multiple years. So, you know, I know how the moderation game works. You know, I, all due respects, you know, all power to him. I know what I did wasn't the correct thing to do, but it was also not the worst thing in the world. I mean, it was sub comments on, you know, so it was related, you know, and I genuinely, you know, subscribed. I listened to a few of them. I still have more on my list. But yeah, so, all respects. Hopefully if you enjoyed this, you'll follow, with the promise that it's going to improve in quality. Especially once I get all my other shit that's going on in the background situated. And if you could share, comment, contribute in any way you can, tell your friends, that would be highly appreciated. And I hope that you have a great weekend as well. I should probably start going inside this job that I hate. And goodbye.